people ever make houses out of that?
I mean, if there were, say, a virgin forest of hemlock trees, and the Forest Service sold it, would that lumber be used for furniture or?
Finest lumber there is, the framing and boxes on the barn and things like that, the sheeting on the house, subfloor. Yeah, they use it.
Hemlock lumber is
best stupid for us.
It's got solid lumber, it's got solid framing. I mean, it's, you cut stuff, throw it right out here in the sun, it won't work well.
How about, isn't locust real good?
Locust?
Yeah. Isn't that pretty hard?
Good in this country. We've got a disease or worms or something you can step here. It's no good.
Uh-huh. Well, you can put it right over on the fence. Going up that ridge. I've got a lead, and that old man, he bought that right out 100 years ago. But he was one of these thugs that had have everything perfect, you know. Old man Millshan, we built a new fence site, not been too many years ago. And some of those posts are still in there. Yellow locusts?
That, what, the fence, so near that, and behind that mailbox, is that locust?
Yeah, that's all locust. That's all we built.
How old is
post.
That?
Huh?
How old is that, the fence?
That fence site? It's not very old, I'd say about 20. 25 years, something like that.
That's good wood.
This is locust, yeah, that's post. Around the yard.
Well, did you have that cut? I mean, did you just cut down the log, send it to a mill, and have them put post down in it?
Yeah. And then some.
Do they charge much for cutting it for you? Because the hard part, I guess.
I believe they charge $20, $25.
I believe, the last time I
know
that, they charged
$25,000 to saw it for you.
He could make a house out of locusts for you. What do you need to paint it?
But it'd be everlasting.
Yeah. You could ever get the nails through it.
Yeah, a lot. You drive a nail in it now like that there, you ain't trying to pull it out. You can pull the head off of it.
Can't get
that nail won't come out of it.
I just remember seeing a grist mill that somebody said the wheel was made in the 30s, late 30s, and the axle's still there in the locust.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, anything that would stay that long.
I don't believe if you put a locust in water, it'd never run, would it?
I put in a torch like this one time.
Yeah.
He worked for Harris. They made a bunch of locust smoke down there, and he bought a number of locusts from the porch. That's been, I'd say, 25, 30 years ago.
Sure. Oh, it never wear out. I reckon the older it gets, the harder it gets. The sorriest lumber that I've ever got a hold of, it looks awful nice on the truck. This old pine that comes out of North Carolina and Georgia down here. What is it called? A
black pine? And a blue pine.
And you can lay one out here. We use some here. And I'll tell you, you can lay one right out there, and in the dark it'll be turned up to the curve, won't it? That's the sorriest lumber that I ever saw in my life.
I framed a lot of houses out